Now, unlike the chilly Christmas and New Year celebrations here in the UK, the holiday season in Australia can usually expect weather to hit at least 30 degrees Celsius. But recent partying on a Sydney beach has forced a local council to implement a summer-long alcohol ban. 10,000 people left 15 tonnes of rubbish on Coogee Beach on Christmas Day. Angelique Liu reports.
It was a 29-degree day. 10,000 people gathered and partied on Coogee Beach to celebrate Christmas. But as the sun set and people left, 15,000 tonnes of rubbish was left behind. Tony Waller from the Coogee Surf Club told Channel 7 he'd never seen anything like it.
By late evening, it got so bad that we let the shark alarm off three times to try to get the swimmers out of the water. We had such grave concerns for them. They were all intoxicated. The beach had been taken over by, you know, backpackers, tourists and people just here. It was really just a whole lot of antisocial behaviour on our beach. And there was just tons and tons of rubbish. Just every drink bottle that they had consumed was just left laying on the ground, plastic bags, food scraps, broken glass everywhere, and unconscious people laying there. We went through four oxygen cylinders on the beach yesterday and 15 resuscitation masks just from treating drunken people.
In response, the local council says it's adopted a zero-tolerance approach to alcohol. Noel D'Souza is the mayor.
It was a little bit ordinary, out of control, for want of a better word, but in saying that, we had weather conditions, we had a big group of people, unusually large crowd, and we realised that if this occurs again, we should take action, and alcohol didn't help. We want to return the beaches and the parks back to the public and want them to enjoy it in a safe, peaceful and secure way.
But these backpackers at Coogee Beach were against the ban.
I'm from England, right? And I'm sorry, but I don't even know what's going on with the rules in this country. Because in England, it's so lenient. You could drink on the street and stuff, but here...
But I would just say it's bad preparation of the government.
You can't stop people from drinking.
Ouch. Randwick City Council, the authority responsible for implementing the measures, says they will last until April 2017.
And that report was by Angelique Liu.